I tend to think of him as a president of European descent. I say because the way that we characterize these things is really amazing. As I was reading the book, I was aware it says, you know, those of African descent. And then I realized we are all, 100% of us, we're all of African descent. Some came more recently, I guess, and some people, maybe it was 20,000 years ago. I don't know how the timeline goes on this exactly. But the point being, it's superficial differences. Now, I noticed something with you, Vanessa, which I'm not used to thinking of. And mind you, I lived in Africa for 2 years. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in West Africa. You have freckles.
Yes,
and,
I do.
And I tend to think freckles is something that only the Irish get or something like that. Maybe that's a bit limiting on my part. But I don't think I ever saw freckles the entire time I was in Togo. So, you know, how much of a mix are we in the world? I'm not sure Africans are. The people who live in Togo, have grown up there, they're all different colors along the way, too. I'm not sure that there's any such thing as I'm not European and I'm not Asiatic, I'm not whatever. I don't know if there's any of that in the world.
I do know that I do have some Irish ancestors in my family. I also have Native American ancestors in my family. And actually, I had a person telling me that my freckles are brown as opposed to black, and that the people from Africa who have African freckles are darker, that the freckles that I have are more characteristic of Native Americans. So I've never heard that before. But we talked a lot about the book and whether or not to identify people about their race or ethnicity, and how to identify people by their race and ethnicity, and who would be identified and who wouldn't be identified. And we had several historians who read our book. We wanted to be as accurate as possible. And there were many people who didn't like the fact that we identified European Americans as well as African American. And that was something that was clearly from my perspective of when I read books these days, that you assume everyone is European American unless otherwise stated.